Good morning. Today we are continuing and actually completing the specific question of, is it possible to buy somebody's schar in his mitzvah? Somebody has chuyos, somebody has mitzvahs. Is it possible to buy that in advance, after the fact? And we've seen various views on this. We started out with the opinion of Rav Haigon, brought by the Maharam Alshaker, who said that, of course, you can't buy the schar of somebody. The schar that you earn, that's for you. The aveiras that you earn, that's for you. We don't mix and match people back and forth when it comes to schar mitzvahs and punishments for aveiras. So that was the view of the Rav Haigon. On the other hand, the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss said that's the opinion of Rav Haigon, because when it comes to Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun, he's of the view that you cannot partner with somebody and get the schar for the learning that is done by the Yisachar. So if we have somebody who's working and somebody who's learning, the person who is working can support the person who is learning, and he gets schar for supporting somebody who's learning, but it's not as if he did the learning. Even if they agree in advance that that will be the case, they have a written contract, it's signed by witnesses, it's notarized. It doesn't matter, says Rav Haigon. You can't enter into a contract that it's as if you are doing something that you didn't do yourself. So Yisachar is doing the learning, Zvulun is not doing the learning, is supporting the person doing the learning, but you can't try to structure it as if somebody who is not learning actually did the learning. It doesn't work that way. That's the opinion of Rav Haigon. So the Minchat Yitzchak says, that is Rav Haigon. He doesn't hold by the Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun. He also doesn't hold by partnering or purchasing somebody's mitzvahs. He doesn't hold by this concept at all. However, according to the opinion, that indeed you do have a concept of a shutvus yisachar zulun, and that's what's accepted lahalacha, that you have somebody who's working and somebody who is learning, and they can partner together, and if they have an agreement in advance of the learning, and the person who is supporting him is enabling him to learn accordingly, it's as if the person who is working actually did the learning. Says Diane Weiss, based on that, if we accept that concept of a shutvus yisachar zulun, we can accept it also when it comes to transferring mitzvahs from one person to another, in particular when the agreement is in advance of the doing of the mitzvah. Indeed, that is acceptable, and indeed you can transfer the schar of a mitzvah that way. So indeed, we discussed also the view of the Netziv, who was against this. He says that's what Esav did. He bartered his ruchnias for gashmias when he sold his bechora, and he got some gashmias back. The Torah doesn't look fondly upon such a thing. And also the misonanim in the midvar, that they wanted to go back to Mitzrayim to get meat, because to get good food, and give away the ruchnias of being in the midvar. So the Netziv didn't hold by this at all. So our question today is, how about the Groh? What's the view of the Gra when it comes to purchasing or giving your schar and mitzvahs to somebody else? So we're going to start out with the Gra in his Sefer Divrei Eliyahu that brings a pasuk as follows. Be'er chafruha sarim. The sarim, the officials, they dug a well. Karua nidive'am. And we'll see what that means shortly. Literally, we'll say it now. It was purchased by the wealthy. What's going on here? So the Vilna Gaon explains as follows. Be'er is the Torah. That is the bore, that is the well that we need to sustain ourselves from, that we need to drink from. So the be'er, that's the Torah. Shechafrua sarim, that was dug by the sarim. Elu talmidei hachachamim. Shelomdim ba'oskim ha'Torah. So those are, it was dug, that bore was dug by the Talmidei Chachamim, who are learning and involved in Torah. And they go into the depths of the Torah, so too they dug deep this well. Karua Nidiveam, this is the Nidivim, the Ashirim, that purchased the Torah with their money. Because the word Karua means Kinyan, that's making of the Kinyan. So this is actually a quote from the Vilna Gaon. HaNidivim, Va'ashirim, those who are generous and those who are wealthy, Asher Kol Esek Shalem Hu B'Maaseh U'Matan, they're so involved in business, they're involved in doing deals and transactions and earning a parnasa. Heima Yiknu Es HaTorah B'Mechir Kasbam, they're going to purchase the Torah with their money. Accordingly, he says, Karua is Kinyan. So this is clearly the Vilna Gaon is saying that you can purchase learning of Torah with money. That's our Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun. So we're going to tell a story now, and then we're going to connect that limud that we just had from the Gra to the story. So there was a maisa that happened with the Vilna Gaon, that there was a certain year that there was no esrog to be found in all Vilna and all the environs all around there. they couldn't find any esrogim, except finally there was one esrog that was found. One esrog that was available, one person had it. Apparently a very wealthy individual was able to get it, but okay, there was an esrog, it doesn't matter. And he said that they were looking for the Vilna Gaon. He said, I'm going to give my esrog to the Vilna Gaon for Sukkos, but I have one condition. And the condition is as follows, that the entire schar of the mitzvah that the Gaon gets from using this esrog comes to me. So the Gaon's going to use the esrog, but I get the schar for the mitzvah. And the Vilna Gaon accepted the esrog, and he accepted the condition. He's going to have the esrog, but the entire schar of the mitzvah is going to go to this other individual. And as is reported, that year the Vilna Gaon was even happier than he usually was with doing the mitzvah. He was elated. He was delighted. And why? Why was he so delighted? So he explained as follows, that his entire life he had sorrow over, when am I going to have the opportunity to do even one mitzvah in its ideal, perfect fashion, in order for me to not get a reward for it. I want to do a mitzvah lishma. And I'm always getting reward. You do a mitzvah, you do a lishma, you get schar for it. I want a mitzvah. I want an opportunity, said the Vilna Gaon, to do a mitzvah and not lekabel pras, in order to not get the schar. Just totally lishma, the ideal way. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented me with this unbelievable opportunity that I am doing the mitzvah of lulav and esrog. I'm doing the mitzvah, the arba minim on Sukkos, just to do the mitzvah and not to get the schar, because the schar is going to somebody else. And here we have it, that the Vilna Gaon, based on this, was of the view that you can pass the schus of a mitzvah to somebody else. And as long as you make the condition in advance of the mitzvah, indeed, that is going to be binding, that is going to be bearing, that indeed is going to be effective, that you can transfer your schar for a mitzvah to somebody else. And that fits in very nicely with what we just said before, the drasha in the pasuk, that be'er chafru asarim, that we have people digging the wells, and we have the nedivim, we have the generous people buying it with their money. So the Gra would say apparently that that applies not only for the shutz v'yisachar zvulun, but transferring of mitzvahs, at least in this specific situation, that this concept indeed does apply, but it seems to be that the preponderance of poskim disagree with that. Many poskim are of the view that although we have the shutvus yisachar zvulun, it doesn't apply to other types of mitzvahs, just limud Torah, when the zvulun enables the yisachar to learn, but it would not apply to other mitzvahs, transferring schar, certainly not after the fact. But many poskim would say even in advance of the doing of the mitzvah, it would not work as well. Have a wonderful day.